You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with nationally recognized voice and credit consulting, Jeannie Kelly, and author of the book, The 90-Day Credit Challenge, Playing the Game of Credit Scoring, Know the Rules to Win. You gotta love it. Jeannie, certainly a hot topic, and a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So how often should one be checking their credit?
Well, definitely they should check it at least twice a year. I always say try to get in the habit with the New Year resolutions. You know, try to do it in January and then try to do it over the summer fun. Maybe a little R&R, you know, check your credit out. And that's a perfect healthy combination if you check it at least twice a year.
And if we were to pull our credit, does it hurt our score by doing that?
You know, when you pull it, it gets very confusing for consumers, but if you're requesting it for yourself because you want to make sure the information on your credit report is accurate, it does not hurt your credit score in any way because you're not asking for credit. It's not called a hard inquiry. So no, you can look at your credit. If you wanted to look at it once a month, you can totally do that, and it's not going to affect your score. So as long as you're pulling it and not for a credit purpose such as getting a credit card or a mortgage or whatever that is, you're fine with pulling it as often as you'd like.
And what makes up a credit score?
There are thousands of credit scores out there, but 90% of lenders look at the FICO credit scoring. And with FICO, it's broken up in five ways. And it's 35% your payment history, 30% your balances, if you're maxed out or not, 15% your length of credit, how long you've had history, 10% types of credit, and 10% new credit. So that's what makes up the FICO scoring. So that would be the scoring model that I'd be following because, again, if 90% of lenders are looking at that score, that's the one you want to follow.
Most definitely. Today, we're joined by nationally recognized voice and credit consulting, Jeannie Kelly, and author of the book, The 90-Day Credit Challenge, Playing the Game of Credit Scoring, Know the Rules to Win, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is an easy way to raise your credit score?
Well, an easy way would be if someone really needs something fast and to show an increase in your score, I would say lower your credit card balances. You know, people come in to my office and, you know, they're saying, why is their score lower than they feel it should be? And then when I look at the report and I see, you know, it's great to be using credit, but in a healthy way, you don't want to be maxed out on credit cards. And sometimes they're thinking they're helping their credit. You know, they're not realizing, oh, well, if I charge this and it stays up high for several months, you know, oh, how much can it hurt? But again, it's 30% of your score. So if you lower those balances, as soon as that information gets updated to the credit bureaus, you're rescored and then you can show a dramatic increase. So, you know, that's the fastest way, you know, just lowering those balances.
And lastly, how does your personal credit affect your business?
Well, it affects, like, for small business owners such as myself, when I started needing credit for my business, they still relied on my personal credit. So I had to guarantor everything. And if you do that, your personal credit and your business in the beginning are kind of merged together. Again, two separate things, but it'd be like one account with the business name on and then you personally. So you want to try when you're starting out with the business, you may need to do some of those co-signs, but then after time of having good on-time payments, hopefully you can get just business credit moving forward. And again, you still want to be on top of both personal and your business credit to make sure it's as healthy as possible.
Certainly do appreciate your insight on this topic. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information, not only about your book, but where they also can be in potential contact and to purchase the book?
Well, my website is my name, Jeannie Kelly. So it's JeannieKelly.net. And on the website, you'll be able to purchase the book. If you need to reach out to us for a credit coaching session, my phone number is 866-234-5977.
And that's certainly a bonus indeed. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
My final tip would be aware of what's being reported about you. It's my number one rule, especially in today's day and age with so many data breaches and everything else. You want to be looking at your credit. So think about it. If you haven't, then who's looking at it for you? So make sure you're looking at your credit. And if you haven't done so in a while, definitely do it today.
Jeannie, thanks so much for joining us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with nationally recognized voice in credit consulting, Jeannie Kelly, and also author of the book, The 90-Day Credit Challenge, Playing the Game of Credit Scoring, Know the Rules to Win. And once again, the website of reference in all regards is JeannieKelly.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.